This is an account from a typical day of a typical police officer serving in the UK. For the sake of his blushes, we'll call him George. He may not be a saint, but it's as good a name as any to use as we get closer to St George's Day, when we'll be soberly celebrating the patron saint of England. It's fair to say that George has been to a few burglaries. They range from so tidy you would never know anyone had been in the house type affairs, to complete devastation where you have to console the homeowner after they have discovered a leaving present from the burglar in their bed. How the minds of the common criminal or scumbag works never ceases to amaze. Anyway, George was called to report a burglary where the guy had returned from working abroad to find his house had been broken into via the back window. The window had been jemmied open and there were a number of footprints on the windowsill, etc. Lovely, he thought. Some evidence, and called in the scenes of crime officer, or SOCCO, whilst he preserved the scene. It's what we do in the UK. SOCCOs are the experts, the equivalent of Gil Grissom and co, while the wooden tops, or bobbies, do the scene preservation and initial investigation. The SOCCO turned up and George gave him a guided tour of what had been a relatively tidy search. A few books opened, tables moved, a computer, jewellery and other stuff had been taken, as well as a substantial amount of cash. The SOCCO managed to lift some fingerprints and footprint impressions. So, not a complete waste of time for him. Hey, you never know, right? Anyway, George then got back to taking details from the victim. So, just to confirm, sir, you had £20,000 in a plastic bag tucked away behind the kitchen cupboard. Yes, officer. Do you have any other money in the house? Yes, officer. Have you checked it? Yes, officer. It's still there. When was the last time you saw the money? Before I went away in January. In January. Does anyone else know you have this kind of money stashed away? No, officer. Nobody. Okay, who else lives here? Nobody. Oh, only my son, every now and then. He's in the army, but stays here when he's on leave. Does he know about the money? No, officer. But he wouldn't take it. He's my son. Right. But you've already told me he sold your motorcycle without your permission whilst you were working in South America. Does your son have money problems? Officer, he's my son. He would never do any such thing. I help him pay his debts. He only has to ask. Right. He's waiting for SOCCO results, but George is willing to bet that all the fingerprints on the jars, etc., that have had to be moved to get to the money belong to the son. You can imagine it now. Son comes home, gets hungry, starts looking around for food, finds a mysterious bag in the back of the cupboard. Oh, is it Christmas? For the record, the son went back to his unit early before Dad arrived home. Dad's now finding it hard to contact him on his mobile phone. CSI he isn't, but George reckons he might just have cracked the case for the detectives in CID. It's still surprising how people generally find it impossible to believe the worst of their closest relatives, especially parents of their children, despite the most overwhelming evidence to the contrary.